You know, we live in a society where it seems like we are constantly bombarded with toxic messaging and even negative content that really doesn't align with many family values. In fact, I'd go as far to say that it's not even positive. It tends to be negative. Well, the newest podcast from the Must Increase Network, Connection Culture, helps you and your family navigate this media-driven culture that we live in and helps you discover how you can actually use the power of connection to make more meaningful relationships and increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others. And we wanted to showcase this podcast to you this month. So this month, Church Media HQ is on hiatus as we prepare new content for August and beyond. So we're bringing you replays this month, and we're going to be bringing you one replay episode from Connection Culture each week. So if you like what you hear, go subscribe to Connection Culture wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find it on YouTube and Facebook. And let's get right to this replay episode of Connection Culture. Welcome back to Connection Culture. I am your host, Luke Clayton, and today I'm back on the mic with Bo, and we are talking about just some really practical things you can do on your iPad or iPhone. Sorry, leaving you out, Android users. But it is just taking advantage of the built-in security and protection settings, limiting adult content, and even putting restrictions on social media and other apps. And that is what we're talking about in today's episode of Connection Culture. All right, so something a little bit more practical, I guess, content we're going to cover here as far as, you know, we talk about controlling what you watch, how you connect, what you consume, and most people out there, not all, but most people that have some type of smartphone or, you know, tablet, it is either an iPhone or an iPad. And so for sake of what we're doing, what we're going to do here today, I just want to walk through very, very hands-on. If you have an iPad or an iPhone, this will apply and you can use it. Now, for Android people out there, I really don't know. I mean, you're on your own.
You're irrelevant.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I've never worked with Android.
We're
but
Mac
hey,
guys around here.
I would say, hey, if there's an Android user out there listening and you want to do like a screen recording on your device of how to do it on Android, send it in and hey, we'll take a look if it seems like it's good content, we'll share it. So if you're on your iPad or your phone, you go to settings. And then go down to, now I do feel like they change this all the time, but I believe it is now under screen time as of iOS 14. And if you're watching this, iOS 15 come out in the next like 6 months. So who knows, they might change it again. But, of course, just real quick, you've got downtime here. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Yep, yeah, so far so okay. good.
Because I am on an iPad, it may be slightly different, but you've kind of, I think you see a little activity log up there, which is great. We won't dive into all that right now, but you've got downtime. So basically downtime allows you to schedule time where your screen, basically, you're kind of locked out of the what they deem the non-essential app. So if you turn that on, you can do it, you know, by default, it's every day from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. It just basically, you pick up your phone and it says, hey, like you can't access, basically you can make a call, you can send a text. That's about it. You can't get on social media, can't play games, whatever. It is a great feature because you can just kind of turn that on and off. And, you know, I know parents out there are going to think, well, this is, a great idea for my kids. It might be a good idea for you. I mean, just to be honest, the primary users of, it is crazy to me, just a total sidebar here.
Yeah.
Apple made this, like they built this into their system because and this, you know, and don't get me wrong, Apple's plenty profitable, so it's not like they've suffered. Yeah. But, I mean, in theory, Apple makes money off of the fact that you are constantly using their devices.
Sure.
You know? So for them to realize that this was a problem and need to build this in is a pretty good indication that, hey, you might want to take advantage of these features and don't think that it's just for kids because most iPad and iPhone users are actually adults. So they built this feature in
For sure.
For everybody. So there's downtime. That's how you activate downtime. And then you have app limits. It's the same concept, but specific to specific apps and specific categories of apps. So, for example, if you go into app limits, you can go to social, and you can either do it by the whole social category, and then you can limit, you know, hey, you're only going to get an hour a day on social. And after that, you're going to get locked out, and you're not going to be able to open Instagram. You're not going to be able to, which, again, a great thing. I highly recommend it, taking advantage of that. So that's app limits. Now, communication limits, this is like, for example, during screen time, if you did only want to get contacted by, you know, certain, like, for example, just your contacts, you don't want phone calls coming in from people that aren't in your contacts list or whatever, it prevents that. And then that's during screen time, and then during downtime, you can do the same thing. And actually, man, I just realized, cool. Awesome. I'm definitely keeping that feature. Now, if you're not in my phone book, I'm not even going to know you called me, which is beautiful because basically all I get is junk calls. You do too. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah, and you can do the same thing during downtime, or you can, when it's in downtime, you can actually limit it to just specific contacts. That, so basically, if someone tries to ring your phone or send you a text, you're not going to get alerted unless, I mean, you can. But you're not going to get alerted unless like, hey, it's my wife.
Or let's say after 10 o'clock at night, nobody's going to call me unless it's an emergency.
Yeah. So basically,
people that wouldn't call me unless
family,
it's...
family only. You know, you exactly. can be specific. So that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
So communication limits, and then there is always allowed, which I would say use with caution. And again, these are again where you to determine what kind of bypasses that downtime and those app restrictions. So yeah, by default, it's messages, FaceTime, phone, and maps. And you can add any app you want to that. But again, I would say use that with caution. That's the point. We don't want to allow too much.
Right.
And then there's content and privacy restrictions. Okay, this is where we can kind of dive into the weeds a little bit. So once you turn these on, now there's a few things like iTunes and App Store purchases. Basically, they each, you could, this is when it comes to like, and this is really good for kids particularly. You can allow them to install apps, or you can say, no, you can't install apps. You can't delete apps. You can't do in-app purchases, which for parents, that's a really good idea to disable that.
Right.
You know, cause then it would require, and then you could also say, hey, always require a password. And then, yeah, again, here's the allowed apps. So you can actually turn off things like Safari, the web browser there. You can turn off the camera. Basically, this would mean that these apps just essentially disappear from your phone and they're not able to be used. Hmm. Could be useful, especially if you got young kids.
This is just a sidebar. There's so many things like this that we buy. We have no idea what it does.
Yeah.
If we actually would dive into it, there's so many cool things. That we just,
exactly. So, anyway. No, and that's good. And again, I think that's why we're going to get people that enjoy us going through this. I hope it's helpful.
Right.
So then content restrictions. Now, again, this is where we can get a little bit in the weeds here. But you know, the rate, so just like a movie or a TV show, all apps and, apps actually have specific ratings. And then all content in terms of podcast and books and whatever, they basically have a rating of it's either clean or it's explicit. And explicit means it typically just means that, hey, it's basically not friendly for kids. They use language or images or something that would be deemed inappropriate for children. So yeah, music, podcast, news, workout, you can set that to explicit or clean. And clean, like I said, is going to filter out, you know, any. Now, I will say, though, there's actually on the podcast side specifically, there's actually quite a few podcasts that are classified as explicit because the people, you know, the hosts use language and things that you may not think of. So I'm just kind of giving you that warning. You might be like I think the most popular podcast out there is Joe Rogan, and he's definitely explicit.
He's definitely explicit.
Yeah, he likes to use choice words. So then you can turn off music videos, music profiles. I think that has something to do with Apple Music. I don't use that a lot, so I'm not 100% sure what all that means. Then movies. You can now see you can actually do it by the movie rating. So you can say, hey, don't allow movies or only allow, you know, things rated G, rated PG, PG-13, you know, R, NC-17. I mean, you can kind of limit, you know, what type of movies could be downloaded from iTunes.
Right.
TV shows, same thing. TV mature all the way down to Y. You can kind of set your limit there. Again, books is the same thing, clean or explicit. Then apps. Apps is done by age. So 17 plus, 12 plus, 9. And this, again, this is really great for kids, but it can even be good for adults. because if you're trying to limit, for example, adult content or certain, you know, types of, you know, temptations, a lot of that is accessed through 17 plus apps that are rated 17 plus. But I will say this too, a lot of apps you wouldn't really think are rated 17 plus. For example, Twitter, a lot of web browsers are.
Oh, yeah.
But that is a restriction you can set. App clips, I'm not going to go into what those are because it's kind of confusing. So anyways, you can allow or not allow those. Web content. Okay, so web content, I mean, obviously it's just a good idea to limit adult websites. And then you can kind of whitelist, always allow certain things that don't, you know, that for some reason get flagged. You know, for example, there's a news site here wow, total giveaway for anybody looking at the screen here. Bestofcomicbooks.com. Does that not say I'm some type of nerd right there? I do. I read these things about Marvel and whatever anyways. But you know, like you'll even see, like, I got a something christianpost.com got flagged as inappropriate somehow.
Oh, really?
And basically the it's just the AI, the artificial intelligence, is just trying to scan the web page.
Oh, sure.
And if it sees anything, like a word that would be deemed inappropriate.
Oh, if someone's writing an article about something.
Yeah, that might be, you know, something. Like, for example, I think I was looking up stats on pornography.
Oh.
And it was like, well, it's all the word pornography, so it blocked it. But
okay.
Obviously, Christian Post is not going to be posting true pornography, so I whitelist that site. Then there's another couple news sites here that I whitelisted or whatever.
Okay, I got it.
And then, so you definitely want to limit the adult websites there. And then you want to, with Siri, there's some things you can limit, searching web content, you know, again, language, it can basically, you can basically make it to where you're not allowed to cuss at Siri. then there's things, Game Center, this is, again, one of those things I'm not going to go into because I don't know a lot about it. I do know there's a lot of, you know, messaging and things you can do in Game Center.
Oh, yeah.
That's more for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that is content and privacy restriction. Now, I'm going to go back one level here to the menu. And then there's a bunch of privacy settings. And, you know, like, hey, are you going to allow the location and all this stuff? And that's more about privacy than it is, you know, protection. And then, you know, then you can do things like, hey, are we going to allow a passcode? Are we going to allow my passcode to be changed? You know, do things like changing things with your account and whatnot. Again, all very, very much stuff that I'm not going to dive into. Okay, so going back, so down here, you've set all these things up, you know, and your downtime, your app limits, communication limits, content privacy restrictions. So now the key is this. You can set all that up and you can go in and create these limits and it's great. However, all you have to do to override it by default is literally it'll just be like, hey, this site is blocked. And I mean, you can literally just tap allow website and it'll load it anyways. So it's just more of a like, well, let me remind you that this probably isn't good to look at.
Right.
But, you know, hey, if you want to do it, you can do it. That's where the screen time passcode comes in. If you do a screen time passcode, then you can have someone like Bo here. So I'm going to have you.
All right, and you're going to take mine.
Yep, and type in a password that, you know, obviously I wouldn't guess.
Right.
And then I think it'll say something about screen time passcode recovery. Don't forget that passcode because now I would be truly 100% locked out. So, yeah, they also build in this thing where if you really had to access the passcode, like if I were to die, you could get it reset through your Apple ID.
Okay.
But again, I don't, for some reason, it wasn't working on mine. But that is how you really create a way for the, you know, hey, now you really are protected because,
right.
You know, again, hey, kids, you know, your parents are going to know the passcode, but for adults, you know, maybe you get your spouse or, you know, a friend who knows that passcode and you don't. And you say, well, why? Why is that a big deal? You know, are you, am I really going to be like tempted that often? Well, maybe not.
Right.
But, you know, again, good quote here. Heard someone say, why worry about having to resist a temptation tomorrow when I have the power to eliminate it today?
Wonder who you've been listening to.
Yeah, you wonder, huh? He's welcome on the podcast.
He's welcome anytime. We'll clear the schedule.
But, I mean, seriously, it's a great thought. you know, hey, if we can just eliminate any distractions. I mean, it doesn't even have to be like a bad temptation,
right,
you know.
For sure.
Just the, I mean, really, just putting in limits such as, hey, I set limits on how much social media,
sure,
you know, and now I'm going to get locked out.
Right.
And it's like, well, I mean, if, for example, I just did an hour by default. Hey, if you really can't handle, if you really got to have more than an hour of social media
that's
a day,
yeah,
and a lot of people do, a lot of people on average,
yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
It just really helps you realize, if anything, it's more of like frustrating.
It's a good reminder.
You're like, oh man, I just spent an hour on it?
Right.
Shoot. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, that is how you kind of
so,
set that
so
up.
So tell me that on that particular app, can you set it up to where it's like, hey, I'm only allowed an hour a day? Or it's like, hey, after you're on it for like an hour, it'll shut you out for 3 or 4 hours? Or how does that
I think everything of resets at like midnight.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So okay, if you've spent an hour, okay, it'll lock you out, right, you know.
But I mean, any, even just besides what we just did, once again, I'm just kind of fascinated that Apple actually sets these things up,
mm-hmm,
to where you can regulate things. And we've said this before 1,000 times. I mean, I used to teach a media class. You did. I used to tell my kids, guys, you know twice as much about your phone as your parents do, and you're the one that helps them with their devices and all that, which I understand different generations. It's just how, kind of how it goes. But parents, take the time. Don't say there's no way to restrict what your kids have or the, yeah, way their phones work. It's like, no, you can't. It might take a little work. Takes time to set it up, but it is worth,
yeah,
it when you do it.
So. And I will say, what is built in the case of iPads and iPhones, what is built into the settings,
mm-hmm,
is the best way I've found. There,
sure,
are some other third-party apps that you can get, and I'm sure somebody can make an argument for why some of that's good, and I'm not saying don't use that too,
yeah,
but this to me is the best solution because it's built right into the system.
Right.
You know, when it's based on some type of app, well, you can bypass the app. You know,
right.
I think we were talking about.
As I mentioned before, I tried setting this up a while ago, and there was it was a good company that, hey, if you use this app, it'll filter stuff. I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I think I actually used it because I had talked about it in a talk with someone. Oh, I should not,
yeah,
be a hypocrite. I should probably have it on there.
Yeah.
But I tried to set it up, and it was funny because the only way it would filter things is if you used their app as a,
yeah,
browser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, if I want to, I would use another browser, so it's,
yeah,
not really doing any good.
Yeah.
I mean, so,
yeah,
there's plenty of things that you can work around, but when they have it in, mm-hmm, the system, it's pretty great.
Yeah, and there, you know, like, for example, if you wanted to, you could go in and you could disable basically all web browsers except for that. But it still,
yeah,
requires going into these settings to make it
work. Of
course. So my thought is, well, you can eliminate, for example, that's probably an app that's a clean web browser. It's designed to basically limit adult content.
Right.
Well, you can do that right here,
yeah,
in the settings itself already. And
that's
just
cool.
And it's going to apply with any web browser.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you use Safari or Chrome,
right,
Firefox, it's going to apply those settings regardless. So to me, like I said, doing it on that would be the system level as much better than trying to go through some type of third-party app.
Right.
And again, I mean, I really do appreciate Apple for doing this.
No, I guess I'll give them a little bit of applause,
yeah,
for that. It's cool.
I mean, because they didn't have to, and
no,
I don't, they're, you know, we talk about big tech, they're one of those big techs, okay, but
yeah,
I'll give them this, like, they did this much, and I think it was a good win, if you will,
sure,
for kind of privacy and protection.
Right. No, that's really cool stuff, and really, I mean, you know, just kind of for future episodes, I mean, it's cool, we'll do things like this when we can, just little,
yeah,
that was just a good informational thing, it's like, hey,
yep,
there you go, take 20 minutes and do that, set that up, and I think it's really practical for people, so.
Yeah, yeah, so if you have any questions about that, you know, reach out, and we can help you out. Again, if there's somebody out there who knows how to do this on Android,
yeah,
seriously, take a screenshot or screen video like we did here, send it in, and we'd love to maybe use it here on the show. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode. So thanks for joining us. And Bo, thanks again for being with us on this episode. And thank you for watching or listening. We do hope that you'll take a moment to share this, because if it is valuable to you, then there's a good chance it's going to be valuable to a friend or someone you know. Connection Culture is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by our man, Bo Snyder. Show notes are developed by Nash Mead. The executive producer and host is myself, Luke Clayton. And until I see you next time, remember, get involved, get behind what you believe in, have a part in creating content, not just watching it, listening to it, reading it, actually have a part in contributing. That's why we are so, we always encourage you to share, because that is just a simple way that you can contribute, getting positive content like this out there for others to see. Because what you're going to find is that it is so much more fulfilling to be a creative contributor than to be a mindless, constant consumer. We'll see you next time right here on Connection Culture.